All right, we are here at the Commodity Classic and at the BASF Seed Treatment Seminar. And Gary, I would like you to first tell our listeners your name and title, please.
I'm Gary Monkvold. I'm an associate professor working in seed pathology at Iowa State University.
And what do you tell them? We've got a media group of about 40 from all over the country here. And what are you telling them?
Well, I'm just going to give an overview of some of the developments that I see happening in seed treatments, mainly on corn and soybeans. It's really an exciting time right now. Lots of new products coming on the market, and lots of research questions that are being answered and need to be answered.
Well, what is a little bit of the history of seed treatment? How long has it been on the market, so to speak?
Well, for corn, it's been standard for decades to use a seed treatment, but it's only recently that it's become much more complicated. There was only a single product used for decades, but now we see a lot more fungicides, insecticides, and other products that are becoming standard on corn.
And it's great for the growers. They certainly are really very receptive to this kind of technology.
Yeah, I think seed treatments are a great solution for growers because they're convenient for them to use. They're more and more effective. They have low environmental impact, compared to other types of crop protection chemicals. So I think the tools are really getting to be better and better for growers on seed treatments.
Well, and that was going to be my next question: is the environmental benefits for this seem to be tremendous?
Right. If you take the insecticides instead of using a soil-applied insecticide, where you're probably using 100 times as much product or more, if you can put that on the seed right where it's needed, you use a lot less. You're not exposing the growers to having to handle those chemicals, and then also it's not going into the environment.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see for the future as far as seed treatment? Where can we go with this?
Well, I think the sky's the limit. We can show that there's some value to any kind of characteristic you can deliver in or on the seed. If there's good value in it, farmers will pay for that, and it works to their advantage. So I think we're going to see more different products and different types of applications that are going to do even more things for the grower.
Well, thank you very much. Gary, is there anything else that you would like to add that you would like to say about seed treatments and this new technology?
Well, it's just a really exciting time to be doing research in this area, and I think it's going to be, the future looks really bright for growers in terms of what's going to be available for seed treatments.
Very good. Thank you very much, Gary. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from Commodity Classic.